Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. I have a special guest for you. Now, I always do. All of my guests are very, very special, but this one's unique because the guest that I'm about to bring on that you're going to be able to learn from is someone that I met recently at the Naturally Fit Super Show here in Austin, Texas. She was one of the bikini competitors, and when I say bikini competitors, I got to tell you, she's got one of the most smoking hot, tight little bodies you've ever seen, and in just a few moments, I'm going to give you her name and her website so that you can look for pictures of her yourself. And of course, they're going to be on the veganbodyrevolution.com website and on our Facebook page. But let me tell you a little bit about our guest. Our guest, who's also known as the Blissful Chef, is a professional vegan chef, a cooking instructor, food writer, and cookbook author of the book Blissful Bites, Vegan Meals That Nourish Mind, Body, and Planet. She has been seen on VegNews.com, One Green Planet, Daily Candy, Fox Good Today, From A to Vegan, and has been a guest on numerous radio shows and podcasts, including Martha Stewart Living Radio, Our Hen House, Vegan Roll Radio, and The Dr. Dawn Show. And it wasn't until January 2013 that she became dedicated to fitness and spreading the message that you can be strong and sexy. I got to tell you, she really, really portrays the sexy part with a plant-based diet. She's also the founder of the website theblissfulchef.com and is the creator of the new online wellness program, wellnessreboot.com. Please give me a huge warm welcome to our guest and chef, Christy Morgan. How are you doing this morning, Christy?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you know, the one thing I forgot to mention, which I do want to get out there too, is not only is she the author of Blissful Bites, her own book, but she's also contributed many of the recipes in the book, The Skinny Bitch Ultimate Cookbook. And we all know who the skinny bitch is. So anyway, Christy, yeah. How are you doing? I mean, we just finished the show, the Naturally Fit Super Show. You're part of the Plant Built team, which we're going to be talking about in the next few episodes. How do you feel after competing for the first time?
I feel great. I actually wasn't officially part of the Plant Built team. When I decided to do it, it was only 12 weeks before the show, and they had already formed their team. But since it was in my town, I was like, well, I'm just going to do it anyway. And I needed a goal to work towards to get in the best shape of my life. And I only had 12 weeks, and the results were amazing. And it was so exciting to spend the whole weekend with those kids. They're amazing. And, you know, I can mark that off my bucket list now.
Even though you might not have been officially part of the team, I guess I didn't know that. They've definitely adopted you.
Yes, I was sort of an honorary member.
Well, you had, I mean, in almost every picture that I've seen with all of them, I saw you up there too. So, and you looked great. So was this the first show you've ever competed in?
Honestly, I never thought I would ever do anything like this. My friend Austin Barbish, who also competed, mm-hmm. and my trainer Chad Byers, who also competed, I went to a few shows with Austin, and I watched the competitions, and I saw the behind the scenes, and I was like, I'm never, he said to me, you know you could be up there, right? And I was like, no way, there's no way. And I was like, after the team formed and they were coming to my town and my trainers were entering the competition, I was like, well, I'm just going to do it and see what happens. So I had 12 weeks to train, and I had basically very little muscle on my body. And for the bikini competition, you really don't have to have a ton of muscle. They really want somebody that's just really in shape, sort of like what a fitness model would look like. So you want to be toned and fit. And obviously sexy, which you have mentioned before. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I seriously worked my butt off. I was working twice a day, 6 days a week, pretty much in the gym. And I'm really happy with my results. But like I said in one of my recent blog posts, that my after photo becomes the new before photo, because it doesn't stop here. I want to keep training hard. I want to put on more muscle and see really where I can take my body.
Well, you know, I got to say,
on a vegan diet.
I mean, how well did you train your glutes? Because it looked like you put some good muscular butt on rather than taking it off. I mean, especially one of the poses that you do is the little butt pose. You cross your legs and then lift up. I was telling my wife, I'm like, that's a really good pose. I think the world would be a better place if more women could learn how to do that.
Thank you. I'm pretty proud of it.
Yeah, no. So this is not even.
Yes.
So you just did the show, but you say
posing class.
But you mentioned this is for you a like cross it off your bucket list. But this is not the last show that you're going to do.
Yes, I'm entertaining the idea of next year, which will be a year from now, entering the figure competition, which you need way more muscle on. You're actually judged on your muscles. So right now where I'm at, I'm petite by nature, and I do have some muscle. And I was actually shocked at how much muscle I was able to put on, because I've been vegan almost 11 years. And I never have been into sports. I've never really been into weightlifting. This is the first time I've ever dedicated myself to actually lifting weights. And I was shocked at how much muscle and definition I got just in 12 weeks. So my goal actually is to keep putting on muscle to see if I can enter the figure competition next year.
Oh, wow. That's great. Oh, that's
we'll see.
That's cool. And so you had the support of your trainer and your fellow friend. So Austin Barbich, I love that guy, by the way. Austin's another fellow. He is a Plant Built team member. Am I right?
Correct.
Austin placed second place in his division. It is like the Masters bodybuilding division, I think. Austin did awesome, and he looked amazing. He's in Austin. And then your trainer is Chad Byers, whom we're going to be interviewing very soon too. I mean, that man has like an 8-pack that he seems to sport every day of the year. He looked awesome on stage too. So you had a really good support team here.
Yes, I'm really, really thankful that I found Chad and I found Beyond Fit and Trisha, who's a trainer there as well. They truly showed me what I could do. They fostered my fitness and supported me and pushed me. And I even, after the show, when we were chowing down on burgers, vegan burgers, like they were there, and I thanked them, and I even cried. Like, it was really emotional, because this is the first time in my life that I've ever really done anything like this, and they really supported me and showed me that I can be a total badass as a vegan and as an athlete and as a woman, and so it's really exciting.
Mm. Wow. How inspiring that is. That is just beautiful. Wow. So this is for the audience who's listening to you right now. Those of you who are listening and you happen to be in front of a computer while you're listening to this podcast, Christy, where can our audience find pictures of you from the contest so that they can kind of have a frame of reference around what we're talking about?
I started a separate fitness blog on wellnessreboot.com. So I've had the blissfulchef.com for a long time, and I've had a food blog over there teaching cooking videos and, you know, recipes. So I started a separate blog to be more dedicated to the fitness, because I didn't feel like it was appropriate to take over that food blog as a fitness blog. So wellnessreboot.com, if you look at the blog there, I actually talked about my whole journey.
Oh, there you are.
What I did, what I experimented with. So if anybody wants to see how I got my amazing results, they can follow along the blog. But I also did a few posts where I specifically talk about what I did. And I did a video, because I got so many overwhelming emails from people because I had such amazing results in such a short amount of time. And I did it completely healthy. I did it by working hard and eating good food and being vegan. So I did the video and the blog post to sort of sum it up so that people can visit and see what I did and they can try it themselves. So I encourage people to experiment with their diets and with their training, because that's what I did. I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't actually have a coach. I did it all on my own, except for the last couple of weeks I did have some help from a coach.
I'm looking at the blog right now. I'm looking at it right now. So here's where you go. You go to wellnessreboot.com, and then you're going to click on the link all the way to the right near the top. It says blog. And then once you click on that, right now, as of the airing of this show, this is early August, her very first post, you can see her contest pictures, and you can see the butt pose that I'm talking about. It's really quite spectacular, so you've got to check this out, guys. And then when you scroll down, I can see you've got – I love it. You just make it so easy to find because she's got these headlines that says 4 days out from competition and what she looks like, and you can see her before and after during the transformation. I got to tell you, you look really good in a tan. You look really, really, really good in a tan. And then there's pictures as she goes down. You can see some pictures of her workouts. But then she's got the section when you scroll down even more. It says what I did for my contest prep. And there it is. It's your A to Z guide on exactly what she did. And she's even got pictures of the food that she ate, which is not unusual. She's a freaking chef, and she's got a cookbook. And you can see some of the exercises too. So very cool. This is good stuff. So what I'd like to do, Christy, is give the audience a brief rundown on what your nutrition plan was and what your workout plan was that got you this super tight bod. And for those of you who still haven't, who's not looking at Christy, just imagine this. I mean, basically, Christy was already thin in these pictures, but definitely, like, you can see there's been a remarkable fitness transformation from where she was and where she is right now. You would never look at her before picture and say, oh, wow, she's overweight. It's nothing like that. It's just that she's super, super, super fit on the right. I mean, you can see her six-pack, her abs are tight. I mean, everything on her is tight. There isn't a single thing that is like that's just soft on her, and it's beautiful. And if you want to get that body, then Christy, I want you to kind of help my audience learn how to do that.
Well, the first thing that I did was I was already a healthy vegan. I didn't eat a ton of junk food, but of course I enjoyed cupcakes and I love sweets. And I would eat chips and things like that. So the first thing I did was I cut out all processed food from my diet, which was a complete transformation in itself. So no chips, no crackers, no pastries, no sugar, and no alcohol. That's the one thing I stuck with the whole time. Because that's just pure liquid calories and sugar. So once, and then I also changed my meal plan to be 5 to 6 small meals throughout the day. At the time when I first started training for this, I was doing intermittent fasting where I would do fasted cardio in the morning and then I wouldn't eat till noon. And I had maybe three meals a day. So I switched to no longer fasting. I did do fasted cardio in the morning, but I ate after I was done. And I did the 5 to 6 small meals throughout the day. That did wonders for me. I'd never eaten that way before. And I highly recommend it because it keeps your metabolism cranking throughout the day. And it doesn't allow your blood sugar to drop. So that is crucial. Okay. And then I also changed my workout plan. So before I started training for the competition, I was only weight training once or twice a week, and I was doing cardio a lot. I actually switched my plan completely to where I cut my cardio back, and I upped my weight training. So I was doing weight training 5 times a week, and then I would do fasted cardio maybe 2 times a week. So I made a little picture frame of my progress photos because I took progress photos throughout. Mm-hmm. And I actually got bigger in my photos. I actually got bigger before I got smaller because I was pumping iron and I was putting on muscle. And then slowly as I progressed, my body fat percentage dropped. My weight actually stayed the same throughout the whole process. Like a lot of people look at my, not a lot, but some people looked at my before and after photos and how short of a time it was. And a lot of people were like, oh my God, you lost too much weight. You did that so unhealthily. It's not good to lose so much weight so quickly. And people were kind of scared at my results. What they didn't realize is I did it completely healthy because I ate enough calories every day to maintain my weight, and it fueled the muscles. So my weight actually stayed the same. It's just my body fat percentage that dropped. So there's a big difference. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. I mean, that's just what happens. If you gain muscle, that muscle's going to weigh something. So it's you might add 5 pounds of muscle, and instead of freaking out about gaining 5 pounds, that's good. And then it looks like you went on to lose another 5 pounds of fat and then some.
Right. So the scale is like a really bad determination of what's happening. So I encourage people to not be addicted to the scale and what it says, but actually get your body fat and your physical measurements done. And you can just tell by the way your clothes feel. Like, my clothes just slowly started to get bigger and bigger and bigger until nothing in my closet fit anymore.
Wow.
But I could see the muscles, you know, I could feel the muscles and I could see them start to show.
Your clothes got bigger, you got smaller, right?
Yes.
That's what you meant. Okay. Beautiful.
Yeah. None of my clothes fit anymore. They were all too big. They were falling off me. So
beautiful.
So that's basically what I did.
I'm looking at your blog right now. I'm just loving your blog. You got all these cute little pictures up, and you share so much information. What I want to do is let's break it down, and I want you to go through and give me the structure of your meals and what they kind of look like on a meal-to-meal basis. So you're eating 5 to 6 small meals. I want you to share, what's the very first meal that you would eat in the morning when you were getting ready for this contest and building muscle and losing fat?
Well, when I was doing this on my own, I wasn't working with a coach. It was just very intuitive. I sort of looked at what other people were doing, and I kind of followed that, but I really didn't have a set plan.
Was this during the 12 weeks? Was this during the 12 weeks of your transformation, or is this before that?
This is during, yeah.
During, okay. So,
yeah. I worked with a coach the last 3 weeks just to keep me on track because I was kind of losing motivation there towards the end. But the 8 weeks prior to that, or 9 weeks, I was just doing it on my own. So in the morning, I would have, after my fasted cardio, I would have some sort of breakfast porridge, whether it be quinoa, polenta, or oatmeal. And I would top it with fresh fruit and hemp seed. And then my second meal would be more of like a snack. So it would be fresh veggies and hummus or a rice cake with almond butter, something smaller but nutrient dense. Mm-hmm. And then I would have my sort of lunch meal, which was normally a salad. So I would make a huge salad with tons of mixed greens and veggies and protein. So I would do like lightly pan-fried tofu or tempeh or beans. So I'd just make a huge salad. Every day I had a huge salad.
What's your favorite? Do you like tofu or tempeh better?
I love them both. I don't really have a favorite. I would say tofu is a little more versatile because you can make it. It's so bland that you can literally make it taste however you want. So
like
it's
anything,
got a little
right?
More versatility. Yeah, and you can make amazing tofu quiches with it. So. Tofu rolls. And then my fourth meal would be another small snack. Sometimes it would be a piece of fruit, or I would just have a smoothie, or, you know, hummus and veggies again.
What would be in your smoothie?
I make all kinds of smoothies, but my basic green smoothie is almond milk, protein powder, a handful of frozen broccoli, and a frozen banana, and I usually do cinnamon. So that's kind of just my basic smoothie. But
so you would have something like that? You would have something like that for meal four as your snack?
Yeah.
Cool. Sounds pretty loaded. That's great.
Yeah. And then before my workout, where I was weight training. So I was doing fasted cardio in the morning and weight training in the evening. I would have a little something before that, like a rice cake with almond butter or just a small amount of carbs and protein and veggies.
All right, so that's your pre-workout. Then you'd get your heavy weight training in.
And then right after weight training, I always had a shake, a protein shake. Usually just shaking that plant fusion with water or almond milk. Or I would actually physically make a smoothie that had like frozen bananas and greens in it.
Great. And then would you eat anything else?
And then usually for dinner, like I like to have a proper dinner meal. A lot of people just have something small, but I usually would have like a small amount of protein and veggies and sometimes carbohydrates. It was really varied for me until I started working with a coach with like a serious set meal plan. I kind of just ate intuitively, and my general rule is that I like to have something green at every meal. So that's kind of my, and then ideally you want to have protein at every meal as well if you're focusing on building muscle.
All right,
and
so green at every meal, protein at every meal. So that would be, so when you, on meal four, you said sometimes you'd have a piece of fruit or a smoothie. I noticed that your smoothie had a lot of protein in it. If you're trying to have protein with every meal, when you said you had the fruit, I mean, would you include anything on top of the fruit too for protein?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, nothing was steadfast except the greens.
For the most part, you're trying to get protein in with every meal.
Yeah, I mean, you could have a little shake with water, a protein shake with water with that too. I mean, over the 12 weeks, it changed as I moved closer to the competition. So as I moved closer, I ate less fruit. So
as you got more, so when you switched into getting nice and lean and cut and define, then you knocked out the fruit. And what other changes to your diet did you make as you got closer?
I had fruit maybe once a day, once or twice a day. And the closer I got, like the last week, like I was already petite, so I didn't have to have too much restriction. Everybody's different when they're doing their contest dieting, and every single category you enter is going to have a different plan. But basically the last week I cut back on nut butters. I didn't have any nut butter or avocado. I did less fruit just to, you know, tighten everything up. But that's not something you would do long term. Like you would never, like that's the one thing I would want to get across to people is like a maintenance diet and just a regular diet for athletes is going to look different than the 2 weeks before you're about to go on stage. You know what I mean? So
sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, you're trying to create some things that are more or less artificial, right? You're trying to pull water from underneath your skin. You're trying to make your muscles look a little fuller, but which it's all what we call manipulation in this game, right? And then it comes right back
exactly.
On naturally.
And one thing I did that I really noticed helped in general is I cut back my salt. So I was no longer eating processed food, so I had already cut back my sodium intake.
Mm-hmm.
But also when I was cooking, I would use a lot less salt than I normally would. So I noticed that helped as well. I didn't cut it out completely, but I definitely used less.
All right. Well, it looks like you're eating pretty much through the entire day, because I'm counting. You've got a total of 7 separate meals. If we were to include and count your pre-workout and your post-workout meal, are you ever hungry when you're eating like this?
No, that's the point. If you get to a place where you're hungry, then you didn't do it right. You want to actually just keep it, because it just keeps your blood sugar level and it keeps the metabolism moving.
So if you're ever hungry, I guess you could say that means that you either didn't eat enough on your last meal or you put too much time between your last meal and the meal that you're supposed to get next, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And how much water were you drinking every day?
It varied, but it close to a gallon. So I would carry a jug around with me, and I think that really helped as far as pushing toxins and other stuff out.
I love that strategy, too. Just fill up 1 gallon of water, a gallon jug, and just carry that around with you and just make it a goal to kill that by the time the day's over, right?
Exactly.
So you're a professional chef, and you've written a cookbook. So I got to imagine, when you're doing this, how much are you making sure the food and the meals you eat taste amazing?
That's a good question. For me personally, it was really easy to make sure that I never got bored. And that's why, for me, I wasn't going to just follow a simple meal plan. Every meal for me was different. But when you're spending that much time in the gym and working out, and you're trying to run a business, you know, and just keep up with daily life, I actually became more lazy in the 12 weeks that I was getting ready. I feel like now that I'm not having to work out so much, I can finally get more creative. And my recipe blog, basically, I had to put on hold. I told people, I was like, there's not going to be much interesting things coming out of my kitchen, so I'm going to go ahead and put this on hold. And I started doing Instagram, which I hadn't done much before, and so I was posting my meals on there just so people could see, like, what an athlete eats and what somebody eats when they're preparing for a contest, because my meals just got super simple, because you just don't have the energy or the time when you're working out that much to make anything super elaborate.
And for the sake of time, we're going to stop right there. But don't worry, I do get Christy to reveal her chef secrets for making even the most simple foods taste a whole lot better. And that's going to be in the next installment. Also in the next installment, I'm also going to have her share with us what are the essential tools that everybody needs to be able to take even the most boring, bland food and make it taste and feel gourmet. She's going to go over exactly what you're going to need in your kitchen to do the same. And then finally, in the third installment of this three-part interview with Christy Morgan, the Blissful Chef, she's going to reveal exactly her entire workout routine. You're going to know every exercise, her rep and set range and rest intervals, every last detail that you need to be able to mimic what she did to be able to get her body in insane shape to look amazing on stage at the Naturally Fit Super Show when she competed in Austin, Texas. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Also, if you want to learn more about Christy Morgan, again, Christy Morgan is the Blissful Chef, and her book is Blissful Bites, which can be found at national book retailers nationwide, as well as Amazon.com. And don't forget to go to her website, which is wellnessreboot.com. If you haven't already, make sure you download your very own free guide, the Vegan Muscle Building Guide. Go to veganmusclebook.com. Also, join in on the conversation that's happening right now on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution, and we want to hear from you. How do you think about this episode? Do you have any questions for Christy? Feel free to ask them right there. And if you need to get in touch with me directly, just go to tom@veganbodyrevolution.com or visit thomastadlock.com. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. Again, this is your host, Thomas Tadlock of the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.